Dear learners, in continuation to our discussion on basic rules of academic writing, here we will discuss results and discussion and other things. Now, results. Results is a section in which we deal with the outcome of our problem treatment of our hypothesis. In the results, we report the evidences which were found out after the problem treatment. These evidences should be presented in a very logical, sequential manner so that to match with our objectives. The reader should be guided to these findings by using the text of the results along with a judicious use of tables and illustrations, or you can say infographics. State the results without any bias. Don't exaggerate the results. Don't be afraid of reporting negative results. Report any paradox if you have it. Use good statistics to show the results. Don't repeat the text in figure or table or vice versa. Cite the table or figure in the text. Make the table and figure self-explanatory with suitable legends or footnotes. Equations and special characters should be given due attention, because sometimes in formatting they may get changed, so they need a good attention. Now moving to the discussion. Here we try to answer how was the outcome of problem treatment correlated and or contradicted with the previous studies. Discussion may be separate section or joined with the results in as a results and discussion section. It depends on the journal's requirement. Take the results one by one and discuss them. Discuss the results in light of the existing knowledge. Be critical. Don't be biased. Discuss the results with clarity and reader friendliness. Use the references freely to support discussion. Here, the choice of reference is also vital. We'll discuss it in further modules also. Conclusion. Here we conclude our study, the outcome in concise manner. The conclusion should not just be copied from abstract. Give future directions also. In the acknowledgements, we try to answer who helped you and who supported you but not eligible to be author on merit. Acknowledge only to project grants, gift samples, analytical or other service providers, logistic support, etc. Do not use this section for greasing. No? Do not acknowledge senior authors or direct stakeholders like department principal, head, etc. As far as the references is concerned, you should strictly stick to the uniform formatting or guidelines prescribed by the journal. Don't unnecessarily increase the references. Spell author's name properly, because he may be one of the reviewers and none wants his name printed wrong. Don't miss the pioneer, most important and most relevant study for your work. Do not forget to cite latest references. Limit the references as per the need of your article. Review articles are expected to give as much as references, but it also depends on the journal requirement. Now moving to the editing and revising. The step includes the major alterations. Fill in gaps, correct flaws in logic, restructure the document to present the materials in the most logical form. Polish the style here. Refine the text. Then correct grammar and spelling. Format the document. Make sure that your manuscript is attractive and easy to read. It is important to do the task in the stated order. Otherwise, you may find yourself spending a lot of time revising materials that you later delete. Now moving to self-revision by the authors. Revision of your writing is an ongoing process from the time you begin until the final copy is submitted. A strategy that works for many people is to write out an initial draft in total without substantial revisions and then let it sit for a day. Come back to it. Then again begin revising your paper as per the various perspectives required to specific points and specific sections of the manuscript. And again and again revise it. The draft should be revised in multiple times. You know, don't revise it just for you cannot rely upon single revision. Get feedback on your manuscript and then revise your manuscript again. Getting feedback is one of the most important things that you can do to improve your article. First, be sure your co-authors have had a chance to read and comment on the draft. Then when it is ready, give the manuscript to some colleagues, indicate what you want from them, what kind of comments you want, and then after you get their comments, revise your manuscript to address their concerns. Do not submit your manuscript until you feel it is ready for publication. Once it is accepted, further changes in your manuscript will be difficult and may also be costly. As far as the final revision is concerned, if possible, have your reviewer examine the paper again one last time. Co-authors should check the final draft to make sure it satisfies their expectations. If all the changes have been made to everyone's satisfaction, make one last check to overall appearance of the document to catch any break or any kind of inconsistency, page breaks, etc. Now moving to the submitting the manuscript and follow-ups. Once you've prepared the final version of the manuscript, you should send the manuscript to the editor of the journal as early as possible. The following steps are needed for the same. Identify mode of submission, online or offline. Prepare a good cover letter. Prepare a simple, short, but effective cover letter for the manuscript submission, addressing the editor of the journal with short description of your study and why it is important. Provide copyright, submit or upload your manuscript in the suitable format, suitable file format. Address the comments of the reviewer point to point. You know, your rebuttal letter is very important. You should address each and every comment very wisely and very effectively. Understand what the flaw fault is there and try to overcome it. Plan and write a good rebuttal letter. Be alert on submission of revised manuscript deadline. Be on time to return the sent file version received for final checking. Be careful in proofreading. Once more, check typo errors, consistency of text, tables and figures in final PDF version. So dear learners, in this module, we discuss the basic rules of academy writing. You know, as you might have got the essence that you are writing for other person. It may not be like that in the Sanskrit sloka that swayam likhati swayam na pathyati. You know, you have to be reader friendly. So stick to the basic principle: simplicity, effectiveness, clarity. That will make your article a quality article apart from the technical things. You know, technical things are different. So you have to stick to these basic rules when you are writing for your publications. Best of luck for your publications.